This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court has set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of the doctor at the Calcutta hospital, directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The Chief Justice of India said the court is creating a national task force comprising doctors from across the country to provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.J. Card Medical College Hospital in Kolkata to address systemic issues. The Maharashtra government has constituted a special investigation team under senior IPS officer Aarti Singh to investigate the case of sexual assault of a young girl at a school in Badlapur. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the Thane Police Commissioner has been instructed to give a proposal to conduct the trial in the fast-track court. Meanwhile, the parents and public are holding protest, demanding justice and accountability from the authorities. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue between India and Japan is currently underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa are taking part in the meeting. During the 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his opening remarks, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said bilateral relations between the two nations have increased in all areas. He said defence has emerged as an important pillar in these relations. Mr. Singh said, Government of India aims to make the country a developed and transformed nation by 2047 on the completion of 100 years of India's independence. In his opening remarks, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said in the last decade, Indo-Japan relationship has assumed the form of a special strategic and global partnership. He said the logic of this evolution is the expanding interest and growing activities. The External Affairs Minister said, for India, this is a natural extrapolation from its Act East policy. The meeting will further deepen defence cooperation and bring greater depth to the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries. The second India-Japan 2+2 dialogue was held in September 2022 in Japan. Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming Mr. Ibrahim on his first visit to India as the Prime Minister of Malaysia, the President said the common cherished values of democracy, multiculturalism, pluralism and mutual respect have been the guiding force for India-Malaysia relations. President Murmu said that India sees Malaysia as a strong partner in the Global South. The Union Public Service Commission, or UPSC, has cancelled the advertisement related to the lateral entry in bureaucracy, following the directions from the Department of Personnel and Training today. The UPSC had issued an advertisement recently to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Earlier in the day, the government had asked the UPSC to cancel the advertisement. The government has said that 7.3 crore internet subscribers and 7.7 crore broadband subscribers have been added in the financial year 2023-24. The Communications Ministry said during the period, the number of telephone subscribers reached around 120 crores in the country, adding 3 crore customers. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said that patients with fever, rash or a history of contact with confirmed mpox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.